And we're joined with Dr. Joel Wallach. He's with us every 6 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is with us in the other 6 weeks, squeezed in between 3 weeks apiece. Let's go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. And, of course, the toll-free number to call for assistance. You're going to need this number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Your call's next with Doc Wallach when we come back. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you with Doc Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, and your phone calls. Doc, since this thing popped, at least in the news, even though you and I both think it's been around much longer, there's been this massive hysteria. What do we need to do to calm people down? Is that conceivable?
George, you put your finger on it. Most of this hysteria is created by politics. The two political groups are warring, and each one's blaming the other one for the coronavirus thing. And of course, they magnify the lethality, and they don't give people options that they can do themselves. They're waiting for a vaccine for 2 years, and they're trying some malaria stuff to try and treat this virus because they don't have anything to deal with it. Well, that's all nonsense, of course. So basically what we do is we show people, look, this is a very simple thing. It's been around for thousands of years, and there were cultures that did very well with it. And they use these big herbal combinations, which we have available for people, you know, like the First Defense and zinc, little lozenges. They taste like raspberries. Little kids love them, so the little kids should be taking those little.
They think it's candy.
Yeah. Exactly, and take that along with their kids' toddy. It's like a hot toddy, but it's, you know, it has the 90 essential nutrients in it, right? For kids, it's a little liquid, so even babies, you can put it, you know, a tablespoon in their formula and so forth. They're going to get what they need to support the health and function of their bone marrow to get those white blood cells in shape to go out there and kill and eat the viruses, to get the antibodies out there to be like a chemical warfare and kill the viruses and so forth. We can do that without a prescription. We can do that without a doctor. Been done for thousands of years, so this is nothing new. The new piece is, the relatively new piece is, we've known for 8,000 years that the cause of celiac disease was related to consumption of wheat, and celiac disease is like 18 different diseases, and just each one has a different name. When you look at them under the microscope, they're all the same, but we're talking about celiac disease, we're talking about things like ileitis, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, malabsorption syndrome. All those things are actually caused by gluten damaging the lining of the intestines. So over time, you lose up to 95 to 90% of your absorption capacity. That happens between birth and age 80. It's not like an on-off switch when it happens. You eat a tablespoon of something like oatmeal, or the breakfast of champions, Wheaties, and the next day you're messed up. No, it takes time for that to take place. And so this is what's confusing. Well, we know all this. Well, now you need to take the 90 essential nutrients, get off of gluten, and all these coexisting things we've named earlier in the show, you know, the high blood pressure and the diabetes and obesity and heart disease and all these other things are nutritional deficiency diseases because you couldn't absorb the nutrients, even if you supplemented, because you've been eating cream of wheat for breakfast, okay, and spaghetti for dinner.
Which negates all the good stuff, right?
That's correct. Well, you can't absorb it because you damaged your intestines, so you can't absorb it. But the beautiful thing about this is if you get off of gluten, if you get off of wheat, barley, rye, oats, and all this form, in the liquid form, the solid forms, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, get rid of all the gluten, take your 90, and 2 to 3 months, you resolve all these problems. We're talking about eczema. Psoriasis, rosacea, dermatitis, those are all signals. Those are all nutritional deficiencies. And doctor, oh, you have an autoimmune disease, your body's attacking itself. That's all nonsense. That is not true. Those are caused by nutritional deficiency of a specific nutrient. It's big and clumsy, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. But when you have gluten in your diet, and this is colicky babies. You've heard of colicky babies.
Oh, yeah.
I tried breastfeeding my baby, he just screamed, and so I had to put him on a formula. That's because the mother is eating the breakfast of champions for breakfast, and pancakes and waffles and bagels for breakfast. She's breastfeeding the baby. The gluten's coming through the breast milk, causing belly pain in the baby, and the baby's getting this rash all over it. So, he's got an autoimmune disease, and put him on the formula. And guess what? No problem. But there's no nutrition in the formula. You got to add the nutrition to the formula.
I want to set a record, folks. Go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, because we are knocking on the door. Let's go to Ed in Philadelphia to start. Hey, Edward, go ahead.
George. Hi, doctor. I wanted to make a mention that my family has historically eaten garlic, and I was just wondering, why is it that people don't eat garlic? Are they afraid of the taste and they don't want to save their life? I knock out almost every flu I've ever had in my life within 12 to 24 hours.
Yeah, well, garlic is a great herb. It's used, you know, for thousands of years, and, of course, it's still used in third world cultures as a medicine, okay, because the oil in the garlic is an aromatherapy oil. It's an essential oil, they call it, and it has the power to kill bugs. Now, the reason why people don't use it in modern times is because they don't like to be garlicky when they're in the face of their loved one and so forth.
Right, because it does have that odor. It does.
Yeah, so it's a cosmetic thing that they're concerned about, but it's still, garlic is still a great, great thing. You know, during the plague, they would wear necklaces of garlic cloves and stuff like that.
Well, what do they think they did to keep away vampires in all
there
those movies? They had garlic, garlic
exactly.
Wreath. And but it does. It has tremendous medicinal properties, doesn't it, Doc?
Absolutely. And again, it was sort of the antibiotic of the day for thousands of years. It still works.
Exactly. Tom's got a text and tweet for you, Doc. What do you have for us, Tom?
This one from James in Mississippi. Please ask Doc to explain why some medicines say to take with meals and some don't.
On a full stomach, Doc. Sometimes
okay.
Not. How come?
Well, there's a couple reasons for that possibility. Number one, it could be sort of irritating. Okay, and so on a full stomach, you've got food in there, and so you don't have that medicine pressing against the empty intestine and the empty stomach and causing irritation and pain and discomfort. Secondly, some of these pharmaceuticals are absorbed better if you have digestive juices and stomach acid working, and which is initiated and stimulated by eating. And so those are two reasons why some medicines you want to take while you're eating.
Next up, Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you, George, and the same to you, Doc. Doc, my background is advertising, and every time I hear you, and I've been listening to you for over a decade, I'm always thinking, you know, if I can help Doc help 200 million people become his patients.
Okay.
I'm going to have all kinds of treasure in heaven. But it was only about 3 weeks ago that I landed on a secret talking to an atheist friend of mine who is a bank examiner. In fact, he comes from a whole family of them. And they, you know, go all over the country arranging bank mergers and everything. Mm-hmm. And every time I talk to him about, you know, his gout and other problems, I say, no wheat, oats, barley, or rye. And I tell him about you, and I give him, you know, your website and everything. And for years, this hasn't worked. And then I thought about myself. I listened to you for years without trying anything that you did. And so I told my friend what changed my mind. I said, one day I heard Doc say that he gets most of the nutrients for his products from primitive forests. And
that's
I said,
right.
You know, I thought about that, and I thought, well, look, that's one passage in the Bible that has been the biggest puzzle to me all my life. Because I've known a lot of faith healers and people who go in that direction on the Bible, but there's that passage in the book of Revelation where it says there are going to be 12 trees for the healing of the nations. And I'm saying to myself, well, where are all the faith healers? Why trees? And then when you talked about, well, you get it from these primitive forests, from the trees, I told that to my atheist friend, Doc, you're going to have a banker promoting you to the high heavens.
Well, what you want to do is yourself and he need to call this number that George gives out, And George's and my team will help you guys. You know, we're looking for people with energy and know how to communicate and so forth. Right now, we need help. I mean, people are coming to us by the tens of thousands every day looking for help because they're not getting it from the standard medical system because they've got to wait 3 years for the vaccination. And so you're exactly right. And, of course, I was the featured speaker at the Tesla Society event last year. I'm going to be the featured speaker in August this year at their event because we figured that out. And it's our problems are not the carbon fuel, the fossil fuels. That's not the problem. The problem is we cut off the food supply to the ocean by damming up the rivers with 1 million hydroelectric plants.
And poisoning the rivers and the oceans.
Poison the rivers and cut off the food supply. That's a bad combination. Okay? And so I have all this documented. And so we need help. And, of course, when you're talking about things where you have joint problems and bone problems, and you're actually looking at uric acid, okay, which is found in shellfish and organ meats and beans. You get rid of those things, and all your uric acid problems go away. You don't have the problem with those types of arthritis anymore.
I'm proud to be associated with you, Doc. CriticalHealthNews.com. You're a good man. You help a lot of people. A lot of people. Let's go next to Carrie in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Carrie. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Thank you so much, Doctor. Well, you have been so instrumental in increasing and improving my health recently. You are so bang on with everything. I've been going to my naturopath for 20 years, and recently he introduced me to your Longevity products. He was so excited to find them as well, specifically the mineral product. And thank you.
You're very kind.
Yes. Oh, it's just so amazing. I'd love to help you in any way I can. I had recently, very sadly, gone through the passing of both my parents back to back.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. Within a year, and it brought a lot of stress. You know, after the sadness, then the state work and, you know, selling homes and packing. And I wasn't drinking is what it turned out to be. And I suddenly became a chronic kidney stone producer. And I've always been healthy, never on any blood pressure products. And your mineral product has just helped it turned out to be just small kidney stone.
Okay, well, let me ask you a quick question here because we only have a little bit of time.
Yes.
Okay, may I ask, do you have any history of any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
No, and I went to urologist. I went through all the testing, urologist, you know, having your urine, 7-day urine testing. All my levels were fine. It was all about not drinking. I was just too busy. I wasn't drinking.
Okay, well kidney stones, when you have kidney stones and bladder stones, this is actually caused by osteoporosis, okay? But what happens is your parathyroid glands start pulling calcium out of your bones, and your blood calcium goes up. Or if you do a hair analysis, your calcium in your hair analysis will be high, and the doctor will say, oh, my gosh, you got too much calcium. That's why you got kidney stones. Stay away from calcium. No supplementation. No dairy. That's absolutely 1,000% incorrect. When you have kidney stones, you have raging osteoporosis, and your parathyroid glands are pulling the calcium out of your bones. The calcium in your kidney stones are coming from your bones, not from your diet. Okay? How much do you weigh?
I'm probably about 30 overweight.
What do you weigh?
185.
185?
Yes.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'3".
Okay, 5'3". I'd like to see you weigh 120. So you may be 50, 60 pounds overweight. And so do you have any other issues, any asthma, bronchitis, high blood pressure, diabetes?
I went on to a blood pressure pill, and you know what I'm finding? That's why my voice is raspy. I have that now, that ACE cough. I can't believe it.
Okay.
And I need to get off it because my blood pressure.
Okay, here we go. Get your pencil and paper out. Call that number, George's number. And so here we go. What you want to do at 185 pounds, I want you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's the biggest hammer we got in the toolbox. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose twice a day. I want you to get our MSM. 1 bottle a month is a big bottle, so I want you to take 3 of those twice a day. That'll support healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, matrix, bone itself. You want you to take our vitamin D3, take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And then get our, let's see here, it's called collagen peptides, which is collagen from fish, poultry, sheep, and beef. and it'll help regrow again your bone matrix and bones, and your parathyroid glands will stop pulling calcium out of your bones, and all that stuff will go away. Now, for the blood pressure, I want you to get one other product. It's the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. I want you to get two bottles of those. You can take three of those twice a day or two or three times a day for a total of six. It will support healthy blood pressure and also support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries and everything. If you get rid of all the bad foods, the gluten, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, you will begin to lose a couple of pounds a week. But if you want to go faster, you can have one or two meals a day of our keto caramel diet, either the shake or the meal bar, and you'll lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. So it would take you about 2 months to get down to where you need to be. It's about 120, okay? And it'll be very helpful weight loss, because being overweight and obese has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. It's due to a deficiency of a certain class of nutrients, any one of the members of a certain class of nutrients. And so we already know you have a nutritional deficiency of calcium. That's why you have kidney stones, okay? And so you got to get off of gluten. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. No wheat, no barley, rye, and oats. Everybody in the household, spouse, partner, roommate, dog, cat, bird, fish, kids, and because you get cross-contaminated, even if you think you're gluten-free, I actually had one guy, George, he just was just, "Doc, I am gluten-free." I said, "Okay, I'll tell you what. I guarantee you I'll find gluten in your house."
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. So what you do is I want you to sign a little letter. You'll pay me $100 for every source of gluten I find. I want your credit card number, which he gave me.
He Doc, to you me took $1,200. You took the poor guy's money?
That's what he said. "You're going to take my money." I said, "Well, I had to come spend a whole day getting there and a whole day getting home. I had to deal with this, and you guaranteed me you didn't have any gluten. Well, I'm going to save your life, man."
I'm not betting you. CriticalHealthNews.com.
$1,200 because I found 12 sources of gluten.
Here's that number, Carrie. Write this down. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Or the website, folks, CriticalHealthNews.com. There's some great free videos there for you to take a look at as well. And your colleague, Ben Fuchs, is a great guy.
He is really, really, really very good. He's very talented. I remember when he came to me many years ago, some 20 years ago, and he's a pharmacist, and he realized that pharmacy was going the wrong direction.
That's
so
right.
So he
That's
came
right.
to one of my meetings in Boulder, Colorado in those days. He says, "Well, I'm a pharmacist, but I want to do what you do." And he became a student of what we do, and he became a student of the epigenetics, and he is one of our greatest teachers, and we really love him. And so I'm just so happy that you have him with you.
I've got a minute here before the break, Doc, but somebody sent me an email that I wanted to mention to you, and they said last time Doc was on, he said something about you could join something and not pay the same price, get a discount. What was that?
Yeah, okay, if you become a preferred customer with Youngevity, you know, just officially become a customer, you get the wholesale prices instead of the retail price. Also, if you get on AutoShip, I will pay the shipping, and if you become a associate or a representative, a distributor, you get income streams based on how you help people, and also you get the tax breaks of a billionaire. You get thousands of dollars each month, George, thousands of dollars each month worth of tax breaks if they become a distributor with Youngevity.
And they can do that through their website?
Through your website, yep, through your website and your phone number.
CriticalHealthNews.com, folks, or the phone number again, 1-855-949-7234. Lots of people have been on hold. We'll get to you when we come right back. And there you have it. They've been partners of the show for years. Doc Wallach with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. We'll get to your final calls as well. Doc, here's one thing that concerns me about this so-called coronavirus. If they got it to the point of eradication around the planet, if all of this started from one person in Wuhan, China, what's to say it's not going to start all over again?
Well, unless there's a basic change of getting rid of the gluten so everybody can absorb all the nutrients necessary for their bone marrow to be able to make white blood cells and antibodies to eat the virus, it will keep recycling. Now, you think about it, pandemics occur every 50 to 100 years. And again, the big one in recent times was that Spanish flu in 1918 and 1919. 500 million people were infected. 50 million people died. Okay, H1N1, they got a vaccine for it, and it still kills 40,000 in the United States alone every year. Okay, because people haven't changed their basic process. Everybody's not supplementing with the 90. Everybody's not avoiding the bad stuff, the gluten, to maximize absorption, because gluten damages their lining of their intestine and reduces the efficiency of absorption. And that's the basic underlying problem. We got to get to the basics. And this is a teaching process. And one of the things, if people become either a preferred customer or representative, we have a trilogy, what we call the trilogy of books. They don't have to know and go to school for 12 years. The trilogy of books are called Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Passport Aromatherapy. And they can call your number and go online, your website, and get this trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Passport Aromatherapy. It'll teach them how to deal, George, with 900 different diseases.
Wow.
Using vitamins and minerals and herbs.
Why don't they call the flu a pandemic? 650,000 people die worldwide from the seasonal flu. To me, that's a pandemic.
That is a pandemic. But see, then that would say that the government is falling short of doing their job. And so that's just a seasonal flu. What are you going to do about it? Okay, we have vaccines. Okay, well, that's because, again, the medical profession is kind of failing us here, as well as the governments, because they're not telling people, hey, you have some responsibility in this thing. You know, you get the flu, you come to me, I can deal with symptoms.
And that's every year. Every year, 650,000 people die across the planet every year.
And 40 to 70,000 die each year in America from the common flu.
It's crazy. Let's go to Thomas in La Jolla, California. Tom, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call, and God bless you and our entire coast-to-coast community.
Thank you.
And Joel Wallach, I'm on Longevity. Thank you, sir. Now, my question is, legislators are talking about mandatory vaccines, and I consider a vaccine injected into the bloodstream poison. Is there a longevity magic bullet, a silver bullet, to neutralize, flush out any vaccine that is mandatory that we are forced to take to travel, you know, to travel on mass transit?
Okay.
You know.
Well, that's a question I get literally hundreds of times a day through emails and calls and things and letters and postcards. When I speak, that's one of the first questions people are asking, especially now. And the answer is yes. There's something you can do. Number one, you get rid of gluten, no wheat, barley, or rye, so you can maximize absorption of the good stuff. Okay, avoid all the bad stuff in your diet, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, or rye, no sugar. And then you need to take the 90, the 90 essential nutrients. Again, the biggest hammer in the toolbox is the healthy brain and heart pack. And then we have secret sauces for 900 different diseases. So if you have pre-existing conditions, which we've mentioned earlier this evening, for instance, if you had diabetes, we'd recommend you take the healthy blood sugar pack. If you have arthritis, you take the healthy bone and joint pack. If you're overweight, you take the healthy weight loss pack and so forth. Or if you have 20 different diseases, you take the healthy brain and heart pack, the big hammer, and then you put in the individual secret sauces. And you'll be amazed that you'll be able to deal with the side effects of unsupplemented people who have to deal with the unsupplemented side effects of vaccinations and pharmaceuticals and so forth. And so all of them, all pharmaceuticals, they advertise a pharmaceutical on the TV or the radio or in the newspaper for some disease. It takes them 30 seconds to tell you what it does, and then it takes 5 minutes to go through all the complications that you get.
The disclaimers, all the disclaimers, and they do it so fast, like your feet will fall off, your eyes may fall off.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
Let me ask you about these mandatory vaccines.
Yes.
They're supposed, if they help, they're to help the one who got the vaccine. So why force everybody to get it when the person who went and got it is going to be okay? So what do they care if I don't get it and something happens to me? That's my fault.
Well, again, you have to remember that politicians are in the business of staying in business.
It's a ruse.
Yes. And so they're going to say, look, I'm going to protect this community. I'm going to force everybody, even belligerent hippies out there who don't want to take vaccinations, they're going to have to take vaccinations to protect you.
Doc, you just called me a belligerent hippie.
Well, I are one, so I'm with you.
Let's go to Tom with a text and tweet for you. Go ahead, Tommy.
Hey, Doc, Carolyn in Washington State wants to know if drinking almond milk will help your bones or act as a preventative to arthritis.
Okay, well, almond milk primarily is useful from the standpoint of The omega-3 essential fatty acids, which can reduce your risk of blood clots and that sort of thing, as more of a neurological support and blood clots, preventing blood clots. And so even though it's called milk, it doesn't have the nutrition. It doesn't have vitamin D.
It's not really milk. It's like crushed almonds and water, right?
Exactly. It's actually an omega-3 essential fatty acid supplement, which is a good thing because it'll help reduce your risk of blood clots, okay, but that's not where you want to go, okay, to prevent osteoporosis and arthritis.
Next up, we go to Mark in Baltimore. Welcome to the program. Hi, Mark. Thanks for holding so long.
Thank you very much, George, for taking my thank you very much for my telephone call, George.
Sure thing.
Yes, I wanted to ask, and Doctor, you've been very helpful to me, and I wanted to ask you, one, what does non-GMO mean? And also, too, how much grams of protein should myself as an average individual get?
Okay. Well, GMO, genetically modified organisms, was invented, again, by well-meaning people who said, you know, we have all these sprays. We have the pesticides to kill bugs, put on our food. We have all these herbicides to kill all the weeds, put on our food. And so some clever guy said, hey, why don't I just take poison ivy and take the gene that makes the itchy thing for people but kills the bugs so the bugs don't eat the poison ivy. We'll put that gene from the poison ivy into the corn, into the wheat, into the beets, into things like cucumbers. And
corn and stuff like that.
We won't have chemicals on them because the gene will fend off the bugs. That was the whole idea of GMO. Okay?
That didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't work, but also... it's not as bad as people think, okay? People are hysterical over the GMO thing. The GMO thing has issues, but it's better than the sprays, you know, the insecticides and the herbicides, which was why it was dealt with, okay? And so if you don't want GMO foods, don't eat them. But feed them to your animals because it's cheaper. It's less chemicals in them, but that's the whole gist of it. It was intended to use genes from a plant like the poison ivy to fend off parasites and weeds that interfered with agriculture.
I'd rather not eat them, Doc, if I had a choice.
Well, we have a choice. Grow your own garden. We have what we call survival gardens. We have 40-pound bags of our blooming minerals, which have 78 minerals in it. And it's kind of like putting wood ashes in your garden like we did when I was a kid. Wood ashes were really a mineral source.
That was great fertilizer.
It was perfect fertilizer because the trees sucked up all those minerals. You burnt the wood. The minerals didn't burn, so you put the wood ashes, which had the minerals in it, in the garden. So you're recycling that. And you knew your family was deficient in minerals when the kids would eat the wood ashes. Grandma would eat the wood ashes. It's called pica. You can look up the word P-I-C-A. It's a driven craving because of mineral deficiencies, and people eat dirt and wood ashes and paint off the wood and everything else trying to find minerals.
And his other question was, how much protein should he be eating?
Okay. How much do you weigh?
He's gone.
Oh. Well, per 100 pounds of body weight, I would eat 2 eggs a day or 1 hamburger or 4 ounces of a steak or, say, 4 ounces of salmon. And you got to watch things like sushi. I used to eat sushi 2-3 times a week, George, because I thought, man, I'm eating rice and salmon and seaweed and everything like
sure,
that.
Sure, you thought it was healthy.
Yeah, and one day I got a reaction. So I called the restaurant. I said, do you guys put wheat in your sushi? No. I said, do you make it yourself? We used to, but now we get it commercially. So I went there.
Oh, boy.
Show me the box. Well, there's 4 sources of wheat put into sushi now to keep the rice from falling out of the sushi rolls.
There you go. There you go. Let's go to Kim in Montana. Hey, Kim, go ahead. Still with us?
Nope. Hi.
Oh, there you go. Hi, Kim.
Yes. So, doctor.
Yes.
My father died of multiple myeloma.
Okay.
So I'm curious about the bone marrow thing.
Okay. Well, first of all, cancer is not genetic. Okay. It's caused by... stimulation from an outside source of bad stuff, including fried foods and processed meats and
environment and stuff like that.
Yeah, fertilizers and all kinds of stuff. Okay. But the bone marrow, of course, multiple myeloma is a cancer of the bone marrow. Okay, all tissues that have stem cells, which regenerate injured tissue and make new cells when your cells die of old age, kind of thing, because none of your cells live forever. So as they die of their age limit, and then your stem cells make new ones. If you're not getting the 90 essential nutrients, one of the biggest deterrents to cancer are minerals. There was a big paper written, in the 1920s, just about the mineral selenium. And it says if you use, 2,000 micrograms of selenium a day, you can reduce your risk of colorectal cancer by 95%.
You believe that? You agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty dramatic.
And so, if you look at all of our 90 essential nutrients, selenium is a big thing in there. And, of course, right now with the coronavirus, you want your stem cells to be healthy and making lots of white blood cells in your bone marrow. So I take 3 extra selenium capsules 3 times a day in addition to what's in the 90.
Well, and my favorite, Immortellium.
Oh, Immortellium. Well, yeah, that makes your stem cells happy. Absolutely.
Yep. I've got happy stem cells, Doc. but you think the bone marrow can be...
Protected.
Yeah.
And it could be rebuilt. I've seen some pretty nasty bone marrow biopsies, and then you get people off of gluten so they can absorb the nutrients, and because you can't pour it in each bone marrow cavity in each bone, with injections every day, it's too complicated. So it's much better just get rid of the gluten, the wheat, butter, and oats. Within a couple of weeks to a couple of months, your body's able to absorb nutrients again. In the meantime, you're hitting your body with the 90 essential nutrients, as you point out, the Immortellium. And your bone marrow has an enormous capacity to recover and repair itself because it's full of stem cells. That's what it does. And just think, again, next to your heart, your most important part of your cardiovascular system is your bone marrow because it makes red blood cells, white blood cells, and also platelets to prevent you from bleeding to death. Next to your thymus and your lymph nodes, your bone marrow is the best thing for your immune system because it makes, again, white blood cells and antibodies.
The website is criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, let's quickly try to get Doug in Dothan, Alabama. Hi, Doug. Go ahead.
Thank you, George. Dr. Wallet, you've partially addressed my question. You mentioned earlier about zinc being effective against viruses.
Yes.
I heard something the other day I didn't know, which was that one of the first symptoms of a coronavirus is a loss of the sense of taste and smell. And I remembered reading years ago that one of the deficiency symptoms of lack of zinc is loss of sense of taste and loss of sense of smell. And I wondered if
it's interesting.
Possible that zinc might be especially effective against this virus.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, as we have it as part of the program we suggest to people. We have a zinc lozenge. It's a little, as I mentioned earlier, it's a little raspberry-tasting lozenge. If your kid has teeth, they can chew it up. It's kind of soft, crumbly. But if kids don't have teeth, you can kind of grind it up and put it in a little bit of applesauce and give it to them.
You must be going through zinc like crazy right now, Doc.
Oh, yeah. I take 3 of those zinc lozenges a day, one with each meal, in addition to the zinc that's in our 90 essential nutrients.
Did you always do that, or are you doing that now because of this virus?
Well, I always have the zinc in my 90 essential nutrients. I would take one of those lozenges a day, but now I'm taking 3 a day.
Do you wear a mask?
I do wear a mask when I go out, when I'm going to be in a public audience kind of thing, or if I'm going to be on an airplane. I do wear a mask in that kind of public place. If I'm going to go shopping for groceries in a grocery store, I wear a mask. Because I don't want to be inhaling the virus, because it's in the air.
But inhaling it doesn't mean you're going to get it, correct?
That's correct.
As long as your immune system's up there. Doc, we'll talk to you in the near future, my friend, okay?
Well, God bless you, sir. George, again, you are the greatest. We love you, and I can't thank you enough for helping the world.
Doc Wallach, it's critical, healthnews.com. And again, here's that toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. 20 of you tonight will make us go over the record. Hit the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, know the name, know the person.